From Spark and Anvil and General's Tale, this is Marshall Shuai in Chapter 1 of the General's Tale cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
At the General's Tale Academy, in the very middle of the homeside, inside the small palace of nine squares, sat a round, gentle panda named Marshall Shuai, and the entire thousand-year-old game was built around keeping him safe. Marshall Shuai moved the least of anyone, one square up, down, or sideways, never diagonal, never out of the palace. While chariots swept and horses leapt and cannons jumped the river, Shuai mostly sat still, watching, calm. "I'm Marshall Shuai," he said in a low, kind voice. "The Marshal, Shuai. One small step, never out of the palace. I know what you're thinking. I barely move at all. But here is the strange and beautiful thing about Shanki. The whole game is about me. Protect me, and you play on. Trap me with no escape, and the game is over. Every piece out there is fighting, in the end, for the calm at the center. That's me."
A young player frowned, nudging Shuai one tiny square. "Everyone else gets to do things. You just sit there." General Mei, the mentor, the teacher, not to be confused with the martial piece, smiled. "Try playing without him," she said. The student tried to imagine it and couldn't. There was no game without the general piece to protect. "He doesn't sit there doing nothing," Mei said. "He sits there being the reason for everything. The chariot's reach, the advisor's guard, the elephant's defense, all of it points back to him." Shuai nodded slowly. "I am not the strongest. I am the heart. And a heart doesn't have to run around. It just has to keep beating. Safe." The academy instructor asked Shuai to teach a class on what winning even means. "Our students chase captures and forget the general entirely," the instructor said. "Will you teach them what the game is really about?" Shuai was glad to.
When he teaches, he gives one rule. Before every move, ask, "Is my general safe?" Not, "Can I capture?" "Is the heart protected?" "Keep your advisors close, your elephants home, and escape square clear. And remember the quiet rule of the two generals. We may never stare straight down an open file at each other with nothing between us." A student suddenly saw her own general exposed and rushed an advisor back to cover him. "I almost forgot to protect him," she admitted. Shuai's eyes crinkled. "Everyone does, at first. Then you learn. The whole game is care. Care for the center, and the center holds." After the others left, Shuai sat alone in his small palace, taking one slow step from one square to the next, the way he did even at rest.
For a long time, a quiet doubt had lived in him. He moved so little. He couldn't sweep or leap or charge. "If everyone has to spend the whole game protecting me," he'd wondered, "am I just a burden? A piece too weak to help that only ever needs help?" But sitting there in the lamplight, feeling the whole board arranged with love around him, the advisors crossed close, the elephants steady, the chariots guarding the long lines home, the doubt softened into something deep and warm. He wasn't a burden. He was the still point the whole game turned around. His calm let the bold pieces be bold. His steadiness was what they were all fighting for. Being the one others protect wasn't weakness, it was being the heart, and a heart's whole job is to stay steady and let itself be held. A slow, deep contentment settled over Marshall Shuai, gentle as a held breath, and he took one more small, peaceful step, safe at the center of everything.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Marshall Shuai.
Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.